Hello, I'm Bishop Mark Brennan of the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston, which is the whole state of West Virginia. In this Eucharistic revival project that we are conducting throughout our country, reminds me of a particular joy I've had for many, many years as a parish priest and even as a bishop to give First Holy Communion to hundreds of children, also to adults, and to see the joy in their faces as they received the Lord Jesus for the first time. Of course, my first communion was many, many years ago, but I do remember it. And it's been the first of many opportunities to receive the Lord in that wonderful sacrament. Two or three years ago, the bishops of our country became aware through some studies that had been done that many of our Catholic people, even those who go to Mass regularly, were not sure about the nature of the Eucharist. They weren't clear in their minds that it really is Jesus Christ whom they receive. My concern as a bishop is that if they don't recognize the one they're receiving, do they get from the sacrament the spiritual benefit they're supposed to receive from it? So we bishops got our heads together and we came up with a Eucharistic revival project stretching over at least 3 years. We've had the first year already was the diocesan phase. And in this diocese, we had three Eucharistic congresses this past spring towards the end of the diocesan phase in different parts of our diocese because of the geographical extent of this diocese. We had three instead of one. And they were well attended and it sparked a lot of enthusiasm for bringing the sense of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and all that carries with it back to their parishes. We, starting this past Corpus Christi feast, we are now in the parish phase of the Eucharistic revival project. And parishes are doing different things to stress the importance of the Eucharist, to reinvigorate the faith of their people. And it could be a series of talks on the Eucharist. One parish I know has done that. It could be also increasing or beginning hours of Eucharistic adoration, inviting people to spend some time with the Lord Jesus in the sacrament exposed before their eyes. And there'll be many other things that can be done. And then we move next year into the national phase. There will be pilgrimages starting from four points around our country, heading towards Indianapolis, Indiana, for the National Eucharistic Congress in July 2024. But there's a lot being done. But the heart of it, though, I think, is to recognize that each Catholic recognize that the Lord Jesus comes to him or her in person in the sacrament of the Eucharist. I would urge anyone listening to me to go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, and to read what St. Luke tells us about the Last Supper, and to go to St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, and see what Paul says about what he received from others about the Last Supper. And to ask yourself as you read those passages of divinely inspired scripture, did Jesus know what he was doing when he held bread and said, "This is my body," and held a cup of wine saying, "This is the cup of my blood"? Did he know what he was doing? Did he mean what he said? If he did, then we ought to take him at his word. Do we believe he is the Son of God? Then we believe he has the power to do as he said. So that when we receive the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion, it is a real presence of the Lord Jesus, the most substantial presence that he can make in our lives. He's present in the Word of God when it's proclaimed. He's present at the Assembly of the Faithful, where two or three are gathered in my name, he said, "There I am in the midst of them." But the densest, most intense presence of Jesus Christ on earth is his presence in the Eucharist, his real presence in that sacrament. He gives himself to us, to build us up in faith and love. So I urge you to read those passages of Scripture, chapter 22 of Luke's Gospel, the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Meditate on the reality of what the Lord actually said and did at the Last Supper. Trust Him that He means what He meant what He said. He continues to mean it, and He really gives Himself to each one of us in that sacrament. Then I think we will receive a greater benefit from the sacrament. We receive it in order to be built up in faith and love as a believing community, as disciples of Jesus Christ. We also are strengthened by our reception of the Lord Jesus to go out and witness to Him, to help others find the Lord Jesus, to come to Him. That's the purpose of the Eucharist. And then to be of service to others who are in need, whether it be the homeless or the sick or those in prison. We are meant to stand up for them and help them. And the Eucharist gives us the strength to do so. So I urge you to take part in this Eucharistic revival, to strengthen your own faith in Christ's real presence in the sacrament, and the follow-through to become, in a sense, what you eat, as the Lord sacrificed Himself for us. So, and that's the Eucharist is a sacrament of the Lord's passion and death on our behalf. We become what we eat when we serve others and give ourselves in even a sacrificial way to them. So whatever your parish is doing, and if you don't know what they're doing, ask your pastor, what are we doing to observe the parish phase of this Eucharistic project? So go to adoration if it's offered. Read the Scriptures. Take part in a talk or a series of talks that offered in your parish, a pilgrimage, Eucharistic procession. Take part in these things to strengthen your own faith in Christ's real presence in the Eucharist, and let Him work in you to build you up to be a faithful disciple. Thank you for listening. God bless you. May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.